Oh, yeah. Hey, what's going on? 51 past the hour. It's Mark Maron. We're going to land this thing. It's been a fun week, folks, and let's get into a little bit of let me take an email here. We got an email here from someone. It's from Ted in Nebraska. Yeah, hi, Mark. Once again, you liberals are totally wrong about the war. More pie in the sky instead of facing reality. Oh no. Oh, no, it's happening. It's happening. Oh, it's starting to change. Oh, no.
Live from Radio Halliburton, it's Right and Early, the conservatives' way to wake up with Mark the Shark Maron.
Good morning, neocons. Radio Halliburton, where the truth hurts. Listen up, patriots. W wants more soldiers in Iraq. USA, USA, USA. Well, no problem, Mr. President. Mark the Shark will make you some more troops right now. Check out this insurgency. Oh, yeah. Oh. There's 100,000 little soldiers for you. Semper Fi. The liberal surrender monkey. Why do you have to have more war? Can't we just cut and run and turn gay and get an abortion? Please, someone powder my chapped red buttocks. Hey, let's take a call. You're on the air, caller.
Oh, those damn liberals, feminine.
That's right. That's right, patriots. The Republicans should take back the Senate pronto. Those zombie Dumbocrat senators can't seem to keep their brains from leaking. You snooze, you lose. Boo-hoo. I'm Tim Johnson. My head hurts. Do I vote to raise taxes now? Somebody put my hand up for gay marriage. Can I have some medical marijuana? You bleeding head liberals are all the same. Get it? Bleeding head liberals. Get it? Do you get it? Hey, here's an email from Sunshine in Berkeley. Dear Mark the Shark, what do you think of Barack Obama? Well, first, Sunshine, I'd have to say, shut up! Shut up! Shut up, hippie! It's my show! Shut up! Oh, second, Sunshine, did you know that phony's name is Barack Hussein Obama? Can you believe that? Barack Hussein Obama. With a name like that, you got two career options: driving a cab or invading Kuwait. Hey, is Saddam your dad or just your boyfriend? Good luck getting to the White House now, butt wipe Hussein, yo mama. You've been sharp.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
All right, there you go. Stick around, neocons. We'll be right back with Toby Keith.
Oh, what's this? With Right and Early.
What just happened? I can't. What happened? Did I pass out? Is everything all right? All right. Well, I'm back. I don't know what happened there. Whew. Well, what a great week, folks. What a great week it's been. Thank you, Brendan McDonald.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks to Pashman here, who had to leave to go take care of a rodent problem at his apartment.
Dump some more peppermint oil. Peppermint oil. Lauren, thank you for taking the calls, being so pleasant. Justin on the board, my Twinkie friend. Am I allowed to say that? Am I allowed to call you a Twinkie?
What does that mean?
You missed all that.
Oh.
Twinkie is, my Chinese friends make fun of me because I'm yellow on the outside, but white on the inside, meaning that I'm a mixed race.
And it's so funny, since we know so little about the Chinese, you didn't think that they'd have a joke like that. Like, I was sitting there before, and I don't want to be racial or stereotype, but I always thought that because it's such an ancient culture that their jokes would be, you know, have punchlines like, and then the dog said, I have three sticks. And the old man said, no more pebbles for me, I already have one. But I guess that's being racist. Is it racist or insensitive? Or I don't know. But maybe those jokes are good. I'm completely going on the fortune cookie joke, the fortune cookie style. I don't know if we can take any more calls. Yeah, maybe one. All right, Beth, Maine, what do you got?
Well, I saw that Apocalypto movie.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I don't think it was all about the Mayans. I think it was the Mayans and the Aztecs going after the Mayans to sacrifice.
Right.
I don't hear that on the media at all being talked about.
Well, I think that someone, if you go to salon.com, it'll really explain the full history of it. It was all Mayans, and it was all misrepresented. But I don't think it was. I mean, because I got the idea that way too. But really, it's completely historically inaccurate, and it's really just a story that is rooted in some of that history. But you should check that out on salon.com. There's a review of it.
And it also shows the craziness of organized religion, what people will believe in.
That it does. And I think it really does. Thanks for calling, Beth.
I love the Air America listeners. I really don't think the Aztecs are getting a fair shake in this situation.
Yeah, no one's talking about the Aztecs.
But the crazy trance from all the bloodlust is it was pretty good. Well, look, folks, I'm leaving in a minute here, and I want you to have a good holiday, and I want to thank you for listening. Sammy will be back at the beginning of the year. Maybe someday in the future you will hear me again on the radio. I will certainly let you know. If you go to markmaron.com and get on my mailing list, you can certainly be informed probably more regularly than you'd want about my doings. I'm not that much of a pest. But thanks to everybody. Thanks to Sam for having me, and be careful over the holidays. And I'll let you know if I get home all right. You can also email me at markmaron.com if you have any questions. But go to the new website. You can see all 36 of my Conans. And some gorilla footage and some weird stuff. Thanks again, folks. Take care.
Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.
The following is an actual call to Air America Radio.
So I have a surefire way to get people to vote, which drove my kids crazy. Every friend of theirs that they brought into the house, I asked them if they were 18. If they said yes, I asked them if they were registered. And I told them, if you're going to be coming into my home, you're going to be a responsible citizen. I didn't tell them to register Republican, Democrat, whatever. And I had one kid even say to me, please don't tell my dad. But after listening to you and doing some research, I voted Democrat.
Talk to all of America from anywhere in America on Air America Radio.
Hey, this is your kid's MP3 player. That's right, I can talk. You ever check out what your kid's listening to? I mean, blogs and podcasts and stuff like that. People are talking about everything you can imagine out there, and a lot of times there's drugs involved. I heard this one cat say weed makes you smarter because it makes your brain bigger. Now, you don't want your kid listening to fools like that. Come on now. I'm just saying that maybe talk to your kid and check out what he's loading up. Let him know you care, and maybe he'll think twice about drugs.
Listening, the anti-drug. Learn more at theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.